there but for the grace of God, go I. English Protestant reformer John Bradford was imprisoned in the Tower of London when he reportedly saw a criminal being led to execution for his crimes. It was then he delivered his now famous and oft-quoted self-revealing comment, "There, but for the grace of God, go I." This is Greg LaFollette reading my August 2007 column in the CPA Technology Advisor. In mid-April, Monday, April 16th to be exact, a tax-compliant software developer, who shall remain unnamed, quoted this statement to me while relaying the breaking news of the beginning of Intuit's issues that resulted in Lacerte and ProSeries user firms experiencing, quote, significant slowdowns in submitting e-filed returns, close quote. Firm association and state society bulletin boards, as well as the Lacerte product-specific LTUG listserv, erupted with stories as frustrated practitioners looked everywhere for a solution. Lacerte's legendary support tried valiantly to keep up, and while there are anecdotal stories of heroic efforts on their part, the overwhelming available evidence indicates that it was a very frustrating day for a lot of Intuit, Lacerte, and ProSeries users. The scenario particularly proved interesting for me, as in my professional career, I've warmed seats as a practitioner, a tax compliance vendor, and since 2004, as executive editor here at the CPA Technology Advisor. Here are a few of my observations. One, my unnamed friend was exactly correct. The problem could have happened to any of the tax compliance vendors. The 2001 Arthur Anderson debacle was similar in that afterwards, almost all honest practitioners admitted, at least privately, that it could have happened to any of us. I've had the opportunity to visit with nearly every tax compliance vendor over the past few weeks, and privately, each did admit either similar problems, smaller scaled and without the coinciding filing date problem, or very close calls. Technology is fragile. As expected, these same vendors then proudly pointed out to their own relatively error-free recent history. Two, overworked practitioners emerging from a long tax season of 70-plus hour weeks don't always logically or reasonably analyze this sort of problem. Not only are they understandably stressed, they simply don't have enough facts to fully understand and react. The processes and procedures in place at each vendor are extensive, far more stringent than those in any accounting firm. All vendors have automatic failover, redundant systems that are tested regularly both internally and by the IRS. All vendors know and understand the seasonality of our profession, and they do design their systems to meet those peaks. Contrary to public opinion, what happened at Intuit was not necessarily a volume problem. It was actually a database error unrelated to volume. There's no doubt that had the problem occurred a month earlier, Intuit would have had a better chance to react and solve the issue. The sheer number of practitioners affected by the problem apparently made timely communication difficult, if not impossible. Later that week, when I visited with Intuit's Professional Tax Division VP, Sasan Gazarzi, he explained that the database overflow problem was exacerbated by very high filing volumes. Three, only a handful of competitors are left in the tax compliance market. The big three consists of Intuit, CCH, and Thompson. Intuit's the clear leader with over 107,000 firms using its ProSeries and Lacerte products. CCH follows, having just last year bolstered its 23,000-plus ProSystem FX users with 30,000 ATX and 9,000 TaxWise users. Finally, rounding out the triad is Thompson Tax and Accounting with its 21,000 UltraTax CS and 1,200 GoSystem Tax RS users. That leaves Drake, 20,000, or tax, $12,000, and tax works, $4,000, and recently acquired by consumer tax giant H&R Block, and upstart OrangeJore, user count currently estimated at fewer than 100, as the remaining professional-grade products in the market. The e-filing components of all these provide essentially the same service. They produce a properly formatted file and provide a transmit vehicle to the vendor where those files are aggregated and forwarded to the IRS and, if applicable, state taxing authorities. The number of returns actually e-filed by these programs varies wildly. As expected, a relationship can be established between the number of user forms and the number of e-filed returns actually transmitted on each of these platforms. However, that relationship is not determinative because of the demographics of user firms are so different. Many small tax-driven firms produce tens of thousands of 1040s each year, volumes that may dwarf the largest full-service tax and accounting firms that often produce fewer but often more complex returns. Interestingly enough, these more complex returns have not until recently been e-fileable. The net result is that some smaller user bases actually file huge number of returns. The chart printed in the magazine details the breakdown by vendor and product where available, the number of e-filed returns over each of the last 3 years. A quick glance reveals that Intuit users file more returns than all other competitors combined. An interesting aside, the percentage of total e-filed individual returns professionally prepared has remained fairly constant over these years at about 60%. Intuit stands alone among its above-named competitors as the one also servicing the do-it-yourself consumer market. Its competitors are hitting hard on this fact in advertisements and direct mailers. Clearly, the gloves are off. The formerly fanatically loyal Lacert user groups seem to continue to bubble over with anger directed, in my opinion, it's actually misdirected, at Intuit. It's fairly clear that the user base feels that Intuit was not fully forthcoming with information. Despite receiving numerous emails, letters, and phone calls from the vendors, these users are still complaining loudly. The antidote? Intuit executives should be front and center at public events wherever practicing accountants gather. My advice and analysis to practitioners: understand that every one of the shrinking few tax compliance vendors offers technologically excellent services. The bump that Intuit hits is roughly analogous to the undiscovered error on that one return that got out the door in your firm, and you know it's happened. It's not indicative of overall quality. It really could have happened to anyone. To the vendors, your executives should be accessible. You have to talk and, more importantly, listen to your customers personally every month. It's not enough to read reports or send people out to meet with customers. This is a handshake business, and you need to listen to practitioners across the board. Don't confuse listening to your own customers with listening to the marketplace. Remember that there are many more accountants out there who have chosen someone else's product. Don't you want to know why? Thanks. Greg LaFollette. See you next month.